You're listening to Vatican Radio.
At least 59 people were killed and more than 100 more wounded when gunmen wearing suicide vests stormed a Pakistani police training academy in the southwestern city of Quetta. More than 200 police trainees were stationed at the facility when the attack occurred late Monday night, according to officials. Some cadets were taken hostage during the attack, which lasted about 5 hours. Most of the dead were police cadets. Mir Sarfaraz Bughti, the home minister of Baluchistan province, of which Quetta is the capital, said the gunmen attacked a dormitory inside the training facility while cadets rested and slept. Officials said there were 5 to 6 gunmen. No group immediately claimed responsibility for the attack, but one of the top military commanders in Baluchistan, General Shir Afgun, told media that calls intercepted between the attackers and their handlers suggested they were from the sectarian Sunni Muslim militant group Lashkar-e-Jhangvi, the LEJ, which translates to Army of Jhangvi. The LEJ, whose roots are in the heartland Punjab province, has a history of carrying out sectarian attacks in Baluchistan, particularly against the minority Hazara Shias. Pakistan has previously accused LEJ of colluding with al-Qaeda. Authorities launched a crackdown against Lashkar-e-Jhangvi last year, particularly in Punjab province. In a major blow to the organization, Malik Ishaq, the group's leader, was killed in July 2015 alongside 13 other members of the central leadership in what police say was a failed escape attempt. A home ministry official said it was unclear what motive the group might have in attacking the police academy. Monday night's assault was the deadliest in Pakistan since a suicide bomber killed 70 people in an attack on mourners gathered at a hospital in Quetta in August. I'm Christopher Wells.